Okay, so I found a test on the board and I really want to see how it goes. It's the what kind of panties are you? Sounds interesting and sounds fun, which is why I am here. Ooh, it's time-based. All right. Let's see here. What's the introduction? 10 questions. And ever thought about how your personality shows up in your underwear choices? Do you like your undergarments to be comfy and reliable, like grandma's panties? Or do you like to be daring and playful, like a G-string? Take this quiz to find out what style of undergarment best matches your unique personality. It'll give you a fun perspective on who you are and some tips for balancing your personality. So, are you someone who loves the spotlight, or do you prefer to keep things simple and low key? Let's dive into some interesting questions and figure out the panty style that matches your personality. All right, what's your favorite color? Well, it's quite obvious, but it is pink. Used to be black when I was in my emo phase. That's a dark history. We don't talk about the emo phase. All right. Out of these, what is your favorite shape? Huh. Favorite shape? You know what? Let's go triangle since. Do I even eat a lot of triangles? No, I always cut my sandwiches into squares. Let's do square for my peanut butter sandwiches that I cut into four separate squares. Bite-sized pieces. What is your ideal vacation spot? Honestly, somewhere boring where you can just sit and read. I am not the type of person to go out a lot. No, I need to be dragged. Like everyone always tells me. I need to be dragged out of the house or else I'm just gonna rot in bed. Your ideal guy is boring and quiet, wild and exciting with a bit of bad side, sweet and sensitive, sporty and fun. Maybe. Wild and exciting with a bit of nah, that's too much energy for me. Let's do bore, sweet and sense. No, this is hard. Maybe boring and quiet. Let's do boring and quiet. Your favorite kind of movie is comedies. I tend to watch animated movies most of the time. They're more fun and exaggerated and dramatic, in my personal opinion. Your perfect date would be sitting in a chair reading books to each other. You know what? That sounds like a great one. That sounds like the one where I get to stay home, stay inside, no need to go anywhere. You know what? I am kind of a loser. Whatever. Your closet consists of jeans, t-shirts, and a few skirts. Yep. Got a few pleated skirts that I don't really wear since they're just too much work, and I have to sit most of the time in class. You think I'm gonna wear that? Nah. I also have sweats, but that seems like the most common one. Jeans, t-shirts, and a few skirts. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream? Obviously, it needs to be strawberry. Chocolate ice cream is not that great. In my personal opinion, but you do you. But I will always say chocolate ice cream tastes weird. Your dream car is. I have no idea what car models look like. So let's just do Nissan Center because that sounds small and I need small because I am very terrible at parking. Very terrible at it. Last one. What is your favorite place to shop? What even is CJ Banks? Basically anywhere, Victoria's Secret, Foot Locker. Let's just do basically anywhere. I don't like shopping that much. Who shops anyways? Anyways, test results. What kind of panties are you? All right, for 50%, you're the perfect example of that cute boy shorts look. You're the perfect mix of cute and practical, just like the style says. You're the type who enjoys casual outings and low-key gatherings with your circle. People appreciate your straightforward and easygoing nature, so you're often the first one invited to the casual get-togethers and laid-back parties. You're easy to be around, and just like boy shorts, you bring a sense of ease and reliability to your friendships and relationships. You might seem pretty plain at first, but trust me, you're a real chameleon. You can fit into any situation just as comfortably as boy shorts can be paired with any outfit. Your easygoing attitude makes you a person everyone turns to for advice or a good ear. But hey, even a chill soul like you has layers worth exploring, just like how boy shorts can be dressed up or down depending on the occasion. You too have facets of your personality that people would love to discover. So here's some advice for the quintessential boy shorts persona. Don't be afraid to venture out of your comfort zone. Boy shorts aren't just for lounging at home anymore. They're stylish outdoor wear, just like you can be. You too have the potential to diversify your social roles and experiences. And remember, every wardrobe needs variety. It's okay to switch things up and try on different styles. Whether it's taking on new challenges, picking up a hobby, or making a new set of friends, just like there's more than one way to style boy shirts. Boy shorts. Some have lace, some have patterns, some are silk, some are cotton. You too can adapt and add more textures to your life. So go for it. Keep your cute simplicity, but remember that versatility is a part of who you are too. After all, comfort and adaptability can coexist beautifully, just like you. All right. Comments to that. Why would I go to parties and get-togethers the last time I went? And I get together, it was like 2 years ago, I think. Nah, I'm just too lazy. Don't be afraid to venture out of your comfort zone. Nah, I'm fine staying at home. Picking up a hobby. Well, that's what I'm doing right now, talking to everyone. Pardon the noise. That's me rocking in my chair. Dangerous, but it's a habit. Let's see here. 30%, I am granny panties. Known for being a little less adventurous and maybe a tad more reserved, but hey, let's not forget the reliability and comfort they bring. Just like granny panties are a staple in any underwear drawer. Whose underwear drawer has granny panties? You're a corner store in your community or your friend circle. You might not be spontaneous thrills or trending fads, but your dependability and stable nature make you a comfort zone for others. You're the one people turn to when they need a listening ear or some practical advice. Just a fair warning. I do not give great advice. No, not at all. I'm the last person anyone should take their advice from. And don't be fooled, you're not old and you don't have to confine to some metaphorical retirement home. You've got your own passions and hobbies, even if they're not as wild as skydiving or party hopping. Not everyone has to be the life of the party to have value. Sometimes the wallflowers have the most intriguing stories to tell. Just like granny panties are making a comeback for their comfort and nostalgic appeal, maybe it's time for you to step into the spotlight and show that there's some charm in being traditional or reserved. Here are some tips to add a little excitement to your life. If you feel like you're in a rut, maybe try stepping out of your comfort zone a little at a time. It doesn't mean you have to go all out. Small changes can make a big difference. You could try joining a club, taking up a new hobby, or just tweaking your routine a bit. And while you're at it, don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone and try new things. Sometimes the most memorable moments come from the unexpected. And finally, don't think that being dull is a bad thing. The world needs stability as much as it needs excitement. You're the rock holding the boat together in a storm, and that's pretty awesome. So the next time you hear someone use the term granny panties, don't take it personally. After all, comfort and reliability never go out of style. Oh god, this is a huge mouthful. I wasn't prepared for this. Again, who has granny panties now? Alright. Let's see here. 20%. I'm not even gonna rate that. Why am I sporty boxers? I'm not athletic. No, I'm not active. And I'm definitely not unstoppable. Alright. Yeah, cool. And 0%, completely zero. I am definitely not a G-string, which is great since I dislike wedgies. Yeah. All my panties are cotton. Made from, no, not made from, bought from Costco. Oh god, I'm tired. I think I need water. All right. Bye.